The Guardian.
My name is Brian Johnston with Nissan. I'm a senior project engineer from the Nissan office located at the California Fuel Cell Partnership in Sacramento, California.
And we're just about to test the Nissan FCV X-Trail, is that right?
That's correct. Most of the electric plug-in vehicles actually only have about 100 miles, maybe a little over, of driving. Some of them you can put a very large battery pack in, but then the time to recharge actually gets quite long.
What about the silence of the engine? Do you think that could cause problems later on? Are people going to be knocked down by a hydrogen vehicle coming towards them?
We certainly hope not, but we are working on, at the safety standpoint, making sure that if there is a required minimum noise level, we'll certainly make sure that that's part of the vehicle. You know, if I had my way, I'd let people choose what they wanted their car to sound like.
So you could choose a singing bird?
That, or maybe your favorite pop star or something like that, yeah.
But it's going to be a long time before we're actually able to drive these, though, aren't we?
2015 is our early commercialization, with the hope that over sort of a 5 or 10 year ramping period, we'd be able to have more vehicles in conjunction with more refueling stations so that it's practical for someone to use this vehicle as their daily life car.
Harry Hardcastle, I'm the Vice President for Vehicle Design and Development at Nissan Technology Center Europe.
Well, the intention is that in order to commercialize it, we need to get the price down to somewhere near a conventional car. Today, it's difficult to actually estimate exactly. You know, it's probably cost us millions of euros to build it. We've only built 9 or 10 of them, so it's very, very far away from commercialization. However, the base car is not so far away. There are two risks. One is that technically we can't actually work it out. We can't get the price of the fuel cell down. And then in the short to mid-term, with the current climate, current situation, there's a huge risk that we'll just have to pull the plug on some of our development. Clearly, we don't want to do that. And we're showcasing this technology today so that we can generate enthusiasm, not only in our own company, but outside of our company, so that we can continue to do this.
Oh, I should put the handbrake on, actually. I don't know how you start without a clutch, like a hill start. So, impressions after the drive? Well, it's really nippy. It moves. It's lovely in London traffic, actually. Whether we will actually end up driving these around the streets of our cities is another matter altogether. There's an infrastructure to put in place. We have to find sustainable means of producing hydrogen. And we've got to get the cost down. I personally cannot afford €1.5 million for a car.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.